Madam President, let me start by congratulating you on assuming the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament and reaffirming my delegation's support to your endeavors and to your steering of the work of our conference. Let me also avail myself of this opportunity to thank the outgoing president of the CDE, Her Excellency Ambassador Yanit Abera Haptemariam of Ethiopia, for her efforts during the Ethiopian presidency and successful leadership of the CDE during the high-level segment. I would like to thank the distinguished panelists for the valuable presentations. The full version of my statement will be made available to the CDE Secretariat for uploading to the CDE website. Madam President, nuclear weapons are the ultimate threat to humanity. In this regard, Egypt is gravely concerned over the threat posed to international security by the continued possession of nuclear weapons by a few states, and reaffirms that the total, verifiable, and irreversible elimination of nuclear weapons is the only guarantee against their proliferation, use, or threat of use. Arguments which set preconditions for or artificial impediments to the implementation of nuclear disarmament obligations will only lead to the gradual demise of the global disarmament and non-proliferation regime, where at the core of which lies the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, NPT. The Conference on Disarmament agenda reflects the ultimate priority to attain nuclear disarmament. The outcome document of the United Nations General Assembly Special Session on Disarmament, SSOD1, defined clear necessary measures for nuclear disarmament attainment. Accordingly, the CD agenda encompassed most of such measures. For more than 40 years, the CDE has been discussing different aspects of nuclear disarmament under most of its agenda items. Unfortunately, those four decades revealed a clear absence of political will by nuclear weapons states to take serious measures within a clear time frame to attain the desired goal of complete nuclear disarmament. The rising level of tensions at the global level, coupled with rapid technological developments, make the risk of intentional or accidental use of nuclear weapons one of its highest levels since the Cold War. The continued reliance of nuclear weapon states on nuclear deterrence, along with the vertical and horizontal modernization programs of these weapons, erodes the credibility of the nuclear weapon states' commitment to honor their legally binding commitments to achieve nuclear disarmament. Moreover, the recent years witnessed a systemic erosion of several arms control mechanisms that played major role in reduction of strategic arsenals of the two largest nuclear weapon states' arsenals. The NPT review process, a concrete legally binding framework of engagement, established clear milestones to be taken by the nuclear weapon states in accordance with NPT Article 6 to ultimately achieve complete nuclear disarmament. These milestones include the first decision adopted by the Review and Indefinite Extension Conference in 1995 on the NPT principles and objectives, followed by the adoption of the 13 steps to achieve nuclear disarmament in the outcome document of the 2000 Review Conference. In 2010, the NPT Review Conference adopted a Nuclear Disarmament Action Plan. This plan clearly reaffirmed the commitment by the nuclear weapon states to comply with their legally binding obligations under NPT Article 6 to achieve nuclear disarmament. Unfortunately, most of these actions remain far from being implemented. The fifth action of NPT 2010 Review Conference called upon nuclear weapon states to take proposed measures to promote international stability, peace, and undiminished and increased security. Additionally, the 2022 review, 10th review conference, witnessed wider discussion on measures that can contribute to building confidence and reduce the risk of use of nuclear weapons, whether intentionally or by miscalculation, accident, miscommunication, or misperception in the context of achieving nuclear disarmament. Moreover, the recent years witnessed an increasing use of the term nuclear risk reduction. It makes no doubt that reducing the risk of use of these horrific annihilation weapons is a noble human necessity. However, it is imperative to characterize and accurately define nuclear risk reduction. This characterization should take into consideration the following. First, nuclear risk reduction is a concept that refers to measures that act as a catalyst in achieving the goal of complete, transparent, irreversible, verifiable nuclear disarmament. These measures are by no means can constitute a substitute for nuclear disarmament. Total elimination of nuclear weapons remains the only way to eliminate nuclear risk. Unfortunately, the lack of commitment by the nuclear weapon states to abide by clear time plan with well-defined reporting mechanisms on their endeavors to achieve this goal always challenges the strive towards nuclear disarmament. Second, as we refer to nuclear risk reduction, clear understanding is essential for the measures under discussion. Such measures must be well-defined and be in full conformity with the architecture of the nuclear disarmament regime, in the heart of which is the NPT. Any attempt to falsely promote under the notion of pragmatism for nuclear risk reduction measures that may erode the NPT regime or undermines the endeavors to attain its universality is direct augmentation of the nuclear risk rather than having it reduced. Madam President, nuclear disarmament remains an utmost priority for Egypt on its disarmament agenda. Egypt has consistently pursued the advancement of global efforts to achieve nuclear disarmament within the framework of the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons and in other fora. In this regard, Egypt reaffirms the need for the CD to proceed towards the following 4 points. One, to start negotiation in the CD on a universal, non-discriminatory, internationally and effectively verifiable comprehensive nuclear weapons convention, establishing a world free from nuclear weapons within an agreed time frame. Second, the CD should start negotiations on a non-discriminatory, multilateral, and internationally and effectively verifiable legally binding instrument banning the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices in accordance with the report of the Special Coordinator CD/1299 of 1995 and the mandate contained therein. The aspired instrument should fulfill both nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation objectives. This treaty must include existing stocks of these materials within its scope. Third, conclusion of a universal, unconditional, irrevocable, multilateral, legally binding instrument for effectively assuring non-nuclear weapon states against the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons under all circumstances. Fourth, the timely launching of negotiations on a legally binding instrument on the prevention of an arms race in outer space, taking into consideration the alarming trends in this strategic domain and building on the recent progress achieved in the related discussions. Madam President, the contemporary deterioration of global security with the unprecedented hike in nuclear tension since the conclusion of the Cold War implies serious action. We must renew our resolve to proceed forward with the nuclear disarmament agenda. Furthermore, nuclear disarmament must be back to the center of global action. This is a moment of truth, an unrivaled commitment to the urgent need to achieve the total elimination of nuclear weapons is the only guarantee for the sustainability of mankind. Thank you, Madam President.